What's up, everybody? My name's Dustin, and this is the Sweet Science Class Podcast. All right, everybody, welcome to today's episode. And today we're unrolling a very special segment that we've actually been wanting to do for a couple months now, but it kind of landed in our hiatus period. It's a roundtable segment where each guy is going to, they've got notes written out. They've really put thought into this. They're going to each defend Mikey or Spence. Felix and Sergio will. And they're going to tell us why, without a shadow of a doubt, their man is going to win. We're going to debate this out. They're going to get all it out. There's going to be a 3-minute round on each side. I'll come in, take a little breather. Then they're each going to have a 90-second round to kind of maybe rebuttal anything they had heard from the other guy during their 3-minute. And then I'll wrap it up at the end, and that's it. So we're very excited to enroll this for Mikey Spence Week. We will have Felix defending and telling us why Errol Spence Jr. will win this fight. And we will have Sergio telling us why Mikey Garcia will win this fight. So I got the guys standing by. So how you doing, Felix?
What is good, Sweet Science family?
What's good, y'all, Sergio?
Ready for fight night?
And what's up, Sergio?
I'm here. What is your fight night Saturday? Very excited. What's going on, Sweet Science class? Hope everyone's doing well. This one's the evening or afternoon, depending where you're at in the globe. Hey, morning.
I guess we're just going to dive right in. Like I said, this is one we thought about doing back in November, December, a couple times, and it just never happened. So we're excited. I'm actually going to flip a coin. No one on earth will know if I'm lying or not, but I promise you I'm telling you the truth. Who's farther away from me? We'll say Felix traveled further for some reason. Felix, call it in the air, heads or tails.
Let's go ahead.
It is tails. So Sergio gets to decide who goes first.
All right. Two times class. All right, look. All y'all know I've been calling this since this fight has been announced.
I'm timing y'all.
I'm War Garcia. I'm actually going to probably get some feathers, like Indian type shit, Mexican, put it on my head during the fight and be recording as I watch this pay-per-view, right? That being said, let's first go to the stats. I'm going to go through the stats real quick because, as everyone knows, and I'm going to be the first one to say it, the stats are one thing, sort of like CompuBox. You can look at CompuBox, and you can see a lopsided CompuBox, but you look at the fight, and the other opponent won. For example, Jose Luis Castillo versus Floyd Mayweather won. Very close fight. CompuBox is very lopsided. But when you look at the fight and really analyze the fight, Floyd won. I scored it live for Castillo, but when I watched it again, I'm like, wait a minute. Floyd pulled this one off, and he did. So I'm going to start with the intangibles. One, Mikey Garcia has fought better opposition in the last 10 years. He has fought 1, 2, 3, 4 elite fighters. He has knocked out Orlando Salido, Juan Manuel Lopez. He beat Sergey Lipinets, and he beat Robert Easter. Robert Easter, he beat him at lightweight. Sergey, he beat him at super lightweight, 140. And then he has beaten very, very good fighters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Starting from the top, Adrian Broner at super lightweight at 140. Next opponent, Dejan Zlatikan.
I butchered it.
And then we go to Roman Martinez. So those are the stats, right? We all know he's shorter. We all know he's not a true welterweight. We all know Spence is actually a middleweight that drains himself to 147 to make welter. We all know that, right? But what does Mikey have that Spence doesn't have? I'll tell you what Mikey has, what Spence doesn't have. Mikey has three things. One, he has the biggest scrotum that I've ever seen in my life. And I've never seen it, but according to Guinness Book of World Record, it's up there.
As 30 the seconds.
For his age class. Two, Bauco Conte. All he's been doing is adding kangaroo muscle. We've seen the kangaroo picture. Three, I see no fear in his eyes, and I see him fucking
10 seconds.
Spence in the mental game. And with that being said, 30% of the game is mental, and he's already won 30% of that game. And that's like 3.5 rounds. I'm done.
Very, very nice. And perfectly timed, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Felix, you got your work. Got your work cut out for you. Why's Spence going to win? And I am timing you whenever you start.
Well, you know, in the words of the late great prophet, Tad Butler, a.k.a. Pimp C, he said, what y'all know about them Texas boys? Right? So that's the first thing I want to say. And y'all know I'm from Austin, Texas. I rep Texas hard. But I'm going to keep the unbiased, you know, I'm going to keep the bias out of this. And one hand, we got the IBF champ, 24-0, 21 knockouts, 5'9", you know, the 72-inch reach. He's southpaw. Nobody in the weight division wants to fight him. And, you know, then you got a Mikey, you know, 39-0, 31 knockouts. He's more seasoned, has more big fights, like Sergio said. He had, what'd you say, 1, 2, 3, 4 elite fights. Well, you're not going to count Broner as an elite fighter?
No, Broner's a very good fighter.
All right. So I give Mikey a couple of advantages. Ring IQ, and he's more technically sound. He's a very patient fighter. He fights really good with distance at the 135, the 130, but I don't know about 147. So the other hand, we got Errol Spence. Errol Spence, one thing we know about him, he goes to the body early. He starts a fight going to the body. He can fight inside. He can fight outside. He has underrated speed. He's the more physical, bigger, stronger fighter. Now, some flaws I do see in Spence. There's more flaws in Spence than there is Mike. You know, the only flaws I really see in Mikey is that he's small. And we don't know if his power is going to translate, and we don't know if he's going to be able to take the pounding from a 147 fighter, especially an Errol Spence. Flaws that I see in Spence, he overextends, he squares up too much, he kind of gets out of position and admires his, I noticed like against Lamont Peterson, he admired his work a little too much, and I'm afraid that if he does that against a Mikey, maybe that's what Mikey's talking about he sees.
1 minute.
You know, they say they see a flaw in Spence, so I'm thinking that it has to be one of these. It has to be that he overextends, he likes to square up and admire his work. So I think that's what Robert and Mikey are going to try to exploit. But when it's all said and done, I think Arrow's going to give them a slight different look. Not come out with a different game plan, but just a little something to try to take him off his timing. Because it seems like they've been game planning for one particular thing that they say they see.
30 seconds.
And if Spence knows what that is, it's going to be easy money, man. So I see a competitive bout, but it's not going to go 12. And I got Spence maybe 8th, 9th round stoppage. And like I said, man, it's good big man's going to beat the big
10 seconds. Good,
so there you go, man. I got Spence, 8th, 9th round knockout. Stoppage.
Okay. So that was round one. They each had 3 minutes. I'm going to let them have 30 seconds or so to kind of get their thoughts together, their notes together, their rebuttals together, because they're each going to come back for another 90 seconds uninterrupted. So during this time, I mean, you know, just what do you think about all that? What do you really think about this fight? I know a lot of people out there, you know, they're really on Mikey's side. Are you rooting for him? Or do you genuinely think he has enough to move up and win with this massive weight jump? Sometimes, I don't know. This is a very intriguing fight. All right. Since, Sergio, if you're ready, we can start your 90-second rebuttal round.
Absolutely. When I look at Spence, I look at two fighters. I look at Lamont Peterson, which was a corpse when he fought Spence, right? And Kell Brook, which was damaged goods because Triple G made sure that he made him a cyborg by shattering his orbital bone. Spence shattered his other orbital bone. So literally, Kell Brook is the Terminator at the moment. We look at Chris Algieri, a very good fighter. Knocked him out. Very good fighter, not an elite fighter. So we're looking at two elite fighters. We're looking at Chris Algieri, and we're looking at Leonard Baddou, which are two very good fighters. You look at Mikey's resume, and there's just a lot more variety. There's a lot more wealth.
30 seconds.
Quality, and there's a lot more variety than Spence. With that being said, Mikey in the ring is a super mad computer. He analyzes everything from round one to round three and then starts picking you apart. He does nothing great, nothing extraordinary.
10 seconds.
But he does a lot of things well. With that being said, I see Mikey winning by a lopsided DD, maybe 117-111, all three judges, or 116-112, 117-111. I'm done.
Beautiful, beautiful. Very nicely done. So now, Felix, you got 90 seconds to shoot back at him.
Well, yeah, everything Sergio said is on point. It's on the money. But those four elite fighters, the Salido, the Wadma, the Lipinets, the Easter, ain't none of them 147 pounds. And none of them are, and if they were, they're not a damn Errol Spence. I'll tell you that much. Now, when's the last time Mikey had a knockout? It's been, what, like 2016, 20, early 2017? Not 100% sure. I didn't look at BoxRec. But if I go on BoxRec, Mikey's resume is better. He has more of the elite fighter. He has more of the level of competition. Like, he's fought more champions and everything. I mean, when I look at Errol Spence, yeah, Chris Algieri. But got to remember, Manny Pacquiao couldn't stop him. Errol Spence did. And you know what everybody thinks about Manny Pacquiao. He's a damn god. And then, Kell Brook, even though Kell Brook was a shot fighter.
30 seconds.
I feel like he brought a lot to that fight. Like, I felt like he brought something out of Errol that we hadn't seen before. And, Peterson, Ocampo, I'm not gonna count those too much. I'm not going to put a lot of stock into those. But he did what he was supposed to do to those guys. He pulled one out in the first. And Peterson didn't want any after the seventh.
10 seconds. So,
like I said, when it all comes down to it, the bigger, stronger, maybe even faster is going to win this fight. And that's all I got to say about that.
That was, I must admit, that was very beautifully done on both sides. That was kind of what I had hoped it would be, and it turned out to be that. Yeah. So good job, guys.
Yeah.
And
I got smashed. I admit it sometimes fast.
No, you really did. You really, if there's, let's just be real with everybody. You know, if there's any logical points or attempts to make points or advantages or anything for Mikey, and you got to maybe even scrape the barrel. We got to be a little bit honest in this part. There's a lot of disadvantages.
Yeah.
Sergio grabbed each and every possible one. So he did do a good job.
I appreciate that, Dustin.
So both of y'all did great. So in conclusion of this episode, I'm just going to give my final thoughts and what I think. And it's I agree with everything they said. In my opinion, Mikey Garcia overall is a better fighter. But like I've been saying, and we all been saying, size does matter. And I know people say Manny Pacquiao, and I know people will bring up Floyd Mayweather. I've explained those in previous podcast episodes. I mean, there's just differences. There's walk-around weights. This is a whole lot different. This is probably, in my opinion, going to be far too much for Mikey, and Spence is just going to be too much. And it's unfortunate because Spence is also very talented. If Mikey was moving up, and this was sort of like a Canelo-Fielding situation, yeah, Fielding had size. But we knew Canelo outweighed him in skill. If Mikey was moving up to 147 to fight Chris Algieri, I might pick Mikey. But this ain't Chris Algieri. This is Errol Spence. This is a young, hungry guy with a lot of power who rips the body in half. And when you have two good fighters and one's also bigger, it's just really hard for me to imagine Mikey pulling this off. But if he does, as I said on the page in the group, he's number one pound for pound. Over Bud, over Loma, over Canelo. And everyone knows Bud's my dude, and he's number one pound for pound. And one of the few dudes I'm like a legit fan of. I like everybody, but I'm a fan of Bud. But if Mikey pulls this off, this is the epitome and what you want in a pound for pound ranking. So if Mikey pulls this off, he's amazing and he's number one. But I'm going to be realistic. I mean, I'm almost giving him like a 0% chance. And I know people tell me that's harsh. I know people tell me that's harsh. And maybe he'll prove me wrong. And trust me, guys, I'll be the first one to eat a whole bunch of crow. This vegan will eat crow. If Mikey goes the distance, I'll shut up.
That's one thing I forgot to reiterate. I do have Mikey in the top 5 pound for pound. I don't have Spence. So that tells you how much stock I put in the weight classes right there. So
that is exactly how I feel, because I've got Mikey definitely in the top 5, and I've got Spence lower 10, and we've got him walking through Mikey.
But see, but let me go back there and see. It's not only weight class, see, because Bud is 147. The thing is, Spence, and again, I have more Garcia, guys. Spence is really a middleweight.
Yeah.
His youth allows him, just like Hurd, who's 6'2", can come in a pound and a half under the 154 mark. Who's 6'2"? That's his youth.
Do you see the guys that Spence spars with?
What is he, a light heavyweight?
Dude, like, I think like the Charlos are the smallest guys he's sparring with.
I mean, he's, in my opinion, he's bigger than the 154 Charlo.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude.
You know, I'm just keeping it real. I'm all for Garcia. I'm rooting for Garcia, but I got to be realistic. Austin Sands fast, you know? I have this fight 80-20. And I know Dustin thinks I'm fucking nuts for giving Garcia a 20% chance. But I'm going to give him a 20% chance because of his ring IQ, his experience. And hopefully, Bagos Conte has done something. Every time they speak to Mikey Garcia, I see this confidence. I see him, and then I see his assistant carrying a scrotum. Like, this guy talks like he already won the fight. I have seen a lot of confident fighters. Mayweather, Duran, Chavez, you know. But I see Mikey, and I've seen him look at Ulysses Chavez Sr.'s face and ESPN the budget and tell him, no, I'm going to beat him. And he looks as serious as a heart attack. And so it's shocking. I mean, when you have, I mean, a lot of this game, 30%, I always put 30% of this game is psychological. I know Mikey's winning psychologically, and then something came out, I think, of Spence getting dropped. I don't know, it might have been rumors, because usually, you know how that is, during sparring, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, Spence, it is the IBF, so the 10-pound rehydration clause. Spence will come in at 157. Mikey can come in at 157, but Mikey's not at 157, and Spence is like a 160. I gotta keep it real. I'm rooting for Mikey. I wish the best for Mikey. If he wins this by decision, I can't see Mikey knocking out Spence.
He has the confidence, man. A lot of that confidence.
Oh yeah, that fucks with your brain, bro. It does. Yeah.
No, I think a lot of it has to do with how he said that him and Robert see something, and that's why I was trying to iterate, like, Errol and his trainer, they really need to figure it out what it is that they see and counter the counter. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yo, absolutely. Absolutely. You got to check the checkmate. You got to check the check. I hear you. It's just when I see him speak, it's like, I mean, I'm pretty good at reading demeanor and all that. This guy is like, he will bet his bank account, his kids' college tuition, his house, his car. He'll put it all and say, "I'm gonna win." When you hear that, it's like, my God, I just,
that mentality that he has is all the fighters to have. You know, we complain like, "Oh man, the best don't want to fight the best."
Right.
Here's Mikey, like, shit, dude, I'll fight not only the best,
but I'm going up.
Someone bigger.
Not only bigger, like mammoth bigger, because we all know Errol Spence is not 140. He's 147 because of his age, and he can get there. In 2 years, you think Errol Spence can make 147? Hell no. You're making 150. Man, man's a middleweight. Man. Hey,
In 4 or 5 years, we'll probably be talking about Spence versus Canelo.
You know what? You're probably right. I'm War Garcia. I tried to lay out everything that I could. I think I did the best that I could to persuade. But we need to look at this now. Now I'm going to step back and I'm going to put, you know, my analysis scopes on. On paper, this doesn't look good. And I was talking to Felix and to Dustin about this. Like, it's like, damn, bro, this is a hard thing. This is a hard argument to spin. You know, I tried to do my best, and it's mostly intangibles: ring IQ, experience, and the scrotum. Other than that, I just don't. There's really unless Conte did something magical legally, you know, from Balco. But it is what it is, and we have 3 more days. Actually, less than 3 days. No, 3 days. So it'll probably be at 10 o'clock at night. 3 days and a few hours. We'll see what happens. And War Garcia, I don't see him winning a by knockout. For Christ, he could have knocked out Robert Easter at 135.
Yeah,
you know, but you know, it is what it is, and I'm giving him a 20% chance, and everyone laughs at me. They're like, 20% chance? Wow, that's really generous. I mean, I mean, what am I going to give him a 10% chance? I mean, that's almost margin of error. I do what Dustin does, zero.
I'm giving him zero.
I'm giving him a 2% chance. That's only has two arms. That's it.
Yeah, margin of error. You know, Dustin, zero means there's no possibility he can win.
No, and then to wrap it up, I really do. I hate to say it because I like Mikey a lot. I'm not saying all this because I dislike Mikey or I love Spence. Like, I like both guys, but I'm giving him a 0% chance. And the reason is because they're both really good and the size advantage. The sad thing is Mikey can be a little bit better than Spence and still lose this fight.
Yes.
For a fact.
I agree.
So that's why I just think it is a mountain to climb. And if he does it, he's the best. But I don't think he will. And we're going to wrap up this episode. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I think we gave you everything you could possibly want from either side, either perspective. I respect every decision, whoever you're rooting for, you know. You know, I hope you get your way. But if you're on the Mikey side, I don't know, man. I think it's a lot of faith. But, hey, War Garcia, like Sergio said...
War Garcia. I'm War Garcia.
But at the same time, Spence is a Texas boy. So really, it's a win-win.
Team Spence.
See, I'm playing middle
man. It's in Jerry's world. So.
And hey, I will be decked out in Dallas Cowboy gear this Saturday.
Nice.
This is for a Sunday football game. You know, so.
Nice.
Got my Texas.
That's awesome.
So, let's do this.
Let's do it, man. Three more days.
Thank y'all for listening, and it's Mikey Garcia, Errol Spence Week. Boom!